I got the signal back online. Let me see if we have enough power to start the broadcast again. Go ahead and get the other equipment set back up. Yeah, this should be a safe space. Let me see if this thing works. Just needs to be plugged back in. Let's see. We're in business. Let's see. I'm gonna start the boot sequence now. Get ready, we're going live.
I had a really hard time with these, so...
Yeah.
I don't know who's who. To be honest, yeah. You guys played this perfectly.
Man.
So Bonnie, yeah, finalize who you want to mark down as each earworm, because we're about to pop into that section. I've got too many people.
Yeah.
The same song, different song.
Bonnie and I were talking like on the break here, like, and we were like, yeah, I don't know, bro. Yeah.
The guess from me, dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you guys ready?
I have ideas, but it's multiple. Oh, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Okay, well, to start things off, we had song 2, which was right here. The Sixpence and then the Richer.
Kiss me.
Who had who?
Out of the bearded barley nightly.
I had Bonnie B.
Green, green grass. Okay. Swing. step. You I also put down Bonnie for that one. Dress. Oh,
damn it. Me.
Did you have?
I had you, crazy.
Yeah, I put Gracie down. So two Bonnies and two Gracies. Who was it?
It was Gracie. Just kidding.
It was Gracie.
Yeah! Yes!
Way to sneak in there. Wow. Yeah, I honestly, like, I had written down, like, Bradley when we listened to the song, and then when we went back, like... I was like, oh, okay. Now that we listen to all songs, I'm pretty sure that one's Bonnie. Wow. Bonnie, why did you pick this song?
Yeah.
Oh, so I was looking through, like, I don't know, a classic love list that, like, Apple put together or whatever. And this one just feels just like, that's what I always dreamed of having in my future when I was, like, I don't know, a kid or in middle school or whatever when I listened to this song. On repeat.
Aww.
And so it was just like, I don't know, it just feels very like sweet and good to me.
Yeah,
it is.
Happy.
So. It's wholesome love.
It's a timeless song. Like, listening to it now, I'm like, this is a really good song. Like,
it's always good.
Yeah.
Also, did you know that they're a Christian rock band?
Wait, yes.
I forgot about that.
No, they are. They are.
I forgot about that.
The guy wrote the first draft of the song. It was
well, that explains the haircut.
It was like it was at the he wrote this while they were playing, or like the night before they played at the biggest Christian rock festival in Europe. Which is, I looked it up. It's in the middle of heckin' nowhere in the Netherlands.
Wow. Of course it is.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's crazy.
I had no idea.
I guess, which one of them wrote the draft for the song? You said he or she?
He. It's one of the guys.
one of these guys here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And this is like the music video was inspired by some other video or music video or something, some scene that they were recreating from a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
With it. So, yeah.
That instrument, that mini accordion that he plays, it's a concertina. That's what it is.
Concertina.
That sound.
Concertina. Thank you.
Yeah, when this song came out, like this was like the main title track for She's All That, right?
Yeah.
So, same thing. Like this was like the dreamy, like adolescent. Yeah. This is the love I want. And I kind of, I found it. You know what I mean? So like. But like this is what you dream of, you know, like oh yeah, you know, but it's, it was perfect.
It's a cute song. Same. It's like forever cute.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Dude. Yes, sir.
Dream
yes,
pop. Sir. That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Dream pop.
Excellent.
Well, way to go. Excellent pick. That is
thank you.
I mean, you can't help but feel in love or want to feel in love when you hear that song, so
Excellent.
Yeah, it used to always make me sad, and now it makes me happy. So.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Yes. Very good.
Next song, or song two was song three.
Well, I want to see this video.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
What's song three?
This is Beyond by Leon.
Oh, baby,
oh, but the video is filmed in El Paso. Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this was shot in El Paso. Her personality
in wow. The synchronicity. Brings me to my knees. Oh, she shines me up like gold in my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard.
I love to see her. I put down Ernie for this one.
It's more than just our bodies at
night. I also put down Ernie.
But she's really I put down Bonnie.
Oh. I put Bonnie. Do you think I'm being foolish if it was me? Tribute to the Bradley has won a lot of these things, so like,
I know, I'm sorry.
Are you though?
Yeah, yeah.
It was me.
Nice pick, dude.
Ernie always grabs my hand during this song and says, "This is how I feel about you."
Oh
so
my
I
gosh,
knew that he was gonna choose this song.
It's so sweet.
Honestly,
well,
Bonnie gave it away because like she was talking about looking at the back of the album. And I'm like, oh, okay, so they have Leon Bridges in their household. Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Yes. Okay, you give me that album, or did my brother give me that album?
Your brother gave you that album.
Yeah.
But I got excited because Beyond was on it, and I was like, oh, Bonnie, like this the song I think about when before I even met you, like I knew Leon Bridges like way before, right? We all did. And I was like, oh man, I want that. Just like much like Sixpence, right? And the richer.
Oh,
man. And hearing that, I was like, man, I want that love. And when I met Bonnie, you know, through Los Verdes and Austin FC, I was like, holy shit. Like, who is this? Like, she's four rows down in me in the supporter section. Like, hi, how are you? But yeah, I do admittedly constantly like hold her hand when the song comes on in the car, or like wherever we're at. Like the words I chose, because like when I met her, it's like, shit, are we going too fast? Or like is it, no. It's like that uncertain certainty. You know what I mean? Like, I know this is it. So like it's comfort, it's he answers all the questions right, like and it just works. And we talk about all the time, like we and each other, it's just so easy, you know, to communicate, to be with each other, you know. So this song like embodies all of that. And we are also going to El Paso in 2 weeks. I'm going for work and she's coming with me. And we're just going to enjoy ourselves. I have a couple things to do for work. And I was like, babe, come with me. She's never been to El Paso. And, you know, we just went to West Texas like a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we had a wonderful time. Like, I feel like everything we've done has just like, just blown up our relationship. Mm-hmm. So I could talk all day about Bonnie. This song right here is I'm in love with you, babe. So, you know,
that's perfect.
There it is. I love y'all's love. That's so lovely.
I love you too, babe.
I knew this was him. I was like, if he's trying to be sneaky at all, he will not do this song. And so
I
was like,
I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help myself. Yeah.
I mean, no, I had a really hard time not choosing Hypothetical by Lake Street Dive. But like, I knew that you would pinpoint that one on me.
We can do that honorable mention. Yeah.
Yeah, we need that honorable mentions at the end of this.
Yeah, that's going on the wedding playlist, baby.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was beautiful. A great pick and a great way to like package that feeling you're describing, because that is how it feels when you find true love. You know you've been through the relationships that are difficult at times, but you still want to try to hang on. You know, you've been through, you know, all the different scenarios, and when it feels easy to be around somebody and to feel accepted for who you are. Mm-hmm. As you know, when you know you found, you know, the right person.
And honestly, Bradley, beyond like myself and Bonnie, that I thought about you and Crystal.
Oh,
when I wrote this song. Yeah, I mean,
love that.
I
really, yeah.
Next song was song three was song four.
Looking forward to this one.
Oh, hell.
I need to turn the screen off for a second. Everyone, excuse me, everyone.
Hey, put the dogs away. Put the dogs away, honey.
Wait, no, but Astro needs his boogers picked off.
Astro doesn't need anything. He needs to be put away at this point.
No. You will not take my baby boy.
No. Well, you're gonna understand.
Feast your eyes.
Cover your eyes, Astro.
Got body slammed by Rigby in the couch.
We're about to get body slammed by D'Angelo.
That dog had a family.
We're about to get body slammed by D'Angelo. I swear to God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just a little further. A little further.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Who had who?
God damn.
Yes.
I don't even know anymore.
You see what I mean?
Let me turn the closed captions on. You don't need those right now.
I had Gracie.
Man, I wish I picked this song, but I
know I had Gracie, but I scratched it out and I put Ernie.
I have Ernie down.
Yeah, I think this was another Gracie / Ernie one, and then I put it on Ernie.
Yeah.
Goddamn, it's super horny. Y'all know me too well, dude. Goddamn.
Gotcha, babe.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah. Guess somebody. Yeah. That's great.
It's it me.
Yeah.
I this is one of the videos I discovered my sexuality when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not? I mean, if you're being honest with yourself.
Good god damn, dude. I put uncut because I put uncut because I could not put BET uncut. Because it was the first time I saw it on BET uncut, like late night. And oh my goodness.
What more do they show?
Yeah, exactly! So I'm like, well, this is the closest to like Skinemax and HBO I'm gonna get, so like
yeah. Unscrambled.
Yeah. So I chose this because it's like it's desire, it's yearning, it's when like you meet the one you know, babe, and you know, you give them a ride home one day, you're in their house, and it's like how does it feel?
Oh, okay.
To be told, right? Like you meet that one, and it's like there's so many things you felt. It's all built up, and it's like you finally that release at the end. You know, so. This is love right here. It's not even just like sexual, like kind of like one time. Oh, yeah. It's intimacy. It's making love. It's what you want to do every time. Oh my god. And one of the answers was he did record it at Electric Lady Studios, where Jimi Hendrix recorded. Yeah. And Raphael said he co-produced this with him.
Okay.
Which is just hot all over.
He kind of, this was like one of the songs that projected him into, more started widely known, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His music is so fucking good. Single album and song, like it's so fucking good.
Definitely it's underrated. And his name needs to be higher on the list of who you think of when you think of neo soul. Like,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He's worked with a lot of artists that like we all listen to. You know that that neo soul crowd is huge, right? Like,
yeah.
And they all collaborate.
It was a saturated cast of star-studded artists who came out of that time period.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were very fortunate.
For sure. So, that's good me in a nutshell. Those last two are me in a nutshell.
Yeah,
those
two. Yeah.
Love you, baby.
I mean, if I was going to guess which two you would have chosen, you chose those two. So.
Yeah.
You know me well. You know me well.
Yep. Okay, well, song five was song five. With Sade, Sweetest Taboo.
These are fun answers.
Yeah. Right.
I have Bradley down for this one.
I had Gracie and I scratched it out and I put Ernie.
I put Gracie.
I think it's
Gracie.
It's basically
Gracie. Come on,
now. So you got me.
I see your shitty princess.
This was hard. Like, how do you pick two fucking songs? Like, my god.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, even like, how do you pick even like, you know, one Sade song for this category? You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
absolutely. No, absolutely. Fuck. Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I was just kind of vibing on this song lately.
Yeah.
Because I was literally had like five Sade songs that I was like, it's gotta be one of these. I honestly
do I need to come bomb you, honey?
Yes. I'll add horny, in the bonk sound horny bonk. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. No, do it. Do it, please.
Horny jail.
I mean, it's like, you know, we're talking about love, you know, you gotta talk about making love, you know, like, yeah. that's just what happens, so.
We just came from D'Angelo, dude. Like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. How do you follow D'Angelo?
With Sade.
With a Sade, that's how.
Yeah.
Her little wink there, I just can't get over that little bitty
part of the music video. Yeah.
And I love her little dance. Like, it's like, yeah. it's sensual it's without greasy. Being sensual at all.
It's no, very yeah, it's very fucking nerdy. Nerdy scroll. How is this much sex appeal coming out of this nerdy woman?
Yes.
She's like...
Pulled the Elaine. That's where the Elaine was inspired from.
Elaine? Yes. No, she's a camp counselor in Wet Hot American Summer. You know? Like,
yeah,
yeah. Oh my goodness. I yeah. did not really listen deeply to the song before, like, doing this assignment here. I guess it just really became apparent to me, like, oh, she's talking about getting off. Yes, like, that's what it is. So, like, there's, like, you know, I guess she comes from a conservative type mm-hmm. of country, you know, mm-hmm. and it's not talked about, like, you know, a woman feeling pleasure, you know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
To her, it's like this, yeah. and even generally in society, back in the 80s especially, right? Like, it was taboo, you know, for a woman to, like, actually experience pleasure, you know? And I don't know, I like in here how she's talking about, like, I guess, like, not wanting to tell that person how she feels about them, because it's like, then is this kind of, like, love that I'm receiving, or, like, this feeling that I'm getting, this immense pleasure, is that gonna, like, go away, you know? So I kind of like that, you know, that's a very exciting part of a relationship, and, like, finding love, you know, is mm-hmm. like, ooh, that apprehension, like, is, oh, you know, like, I don't want to give away too much, you know, and I'm, you know, it's like, oh, but...
Yeah, true.
So she kind of captures that feeling there. And perfect. Quiet Storm apparently is an R&B subgenre.
Yes.
I have never known that before.
I have a whole playlist of it.
Really?
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
What, really?
And it's because it stems from Smokey Robinson's album called Quiet Storm. And radio DJs, they would say that segment of the radio program was like baby making music, like, you know, Quiet Storm. So, yeah.
So, okay.
I love that stuff.
Two questions. Where is she originally from?
Nigeria. Or, like, or she was born in Nigeria, but she's British.
But British,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Quiet Storm is...
An R&B. Yeah, R&B subgenre.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Baby making music, essentially, is what it is.
I have a whole playlist. I'll send a link.
Yeah, I'm gonna add it to a certain playlist. So I'm asking questions.
yeah.
Don't
worry
about
certain
it,
playlist.
These would be familiar sounds. Strange sound waves.
Strange sound waves.
Strange. Yet
what are you gonna make a new HBMFC podcast or playlist?
I don't know. This is for us.
Okay.
Surprise!
Oh, don't you worry about it, honey. Don't you worry about it.
Oh my goodness.
That's awesome. Good pick, sis. Good pick.
Yeah, dude. Great pick. I love.
That was awesome.
Love Sade. And that song.
I forget about Sade so much.
Yeah, no, she's perfect for, you know, this particular subject. she's the best at making you feel that way. With a lot of her songs.
She is. Pure moods.
Pure moods. Yeah, exactly.
Late night, 12 a.m. infomercials.
This next song was song 6, which was song 1. This was Edward Sharp.
Fuckity Fox.
The Fuckity Fox.
I chose Bonnie.
Yeah, I had Bonnie for this.
I had Bonnie for this one too.
Yay!
It's a great song. Great thing.
It's a wonderful song.
Why'd you pick it, Bonnie?
So I heard them at ACL in 2010, and this song, like, you know the story that they tell partway through the song about falling in love. Number one, I always love that. I love that moment. I love that story. I love the, like you can just picture it and feel it. Like, she fell through a window. Oh, she thought she broke her leg. So she was in the back of the cab, thought she was dying and smoking a cigarette while she was driving her to the ER. And it's like, just what a good,
like, what a cute story.
Yeah, it's real. It's really how you fall in love.
Yeah. But to me, it was always like, seeing them at ACL was great. I just sat, we were tired, we just sat down. I was like, I've heard of this band, they're fun, they'll be good for this. Like, we'll just sit down.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the song, and they told a different story in the middle of
it. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, what are they? But it turns out it's because the lead singer had left the band. Like, by the time that they performed, the lead singer was gone.
No shit!
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Which I
found out. Yeah, me either. I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So it's just like, I don't know. They told a different story on stage or whatever. And I couldn't really hear him at ACL. But then I remember standing up and being in the front, maybe quarter of the crowd. And this was at one of the, like, smaller stages. So their crowd was just, like, massive and kept growing and growing and growing. And so I have very distinct memories of that. But in terms of love, this song just, yeah, I've always wanted it to be like, when I find my person, I feel at home no matter where in the world I'm living. And that's how I feel with you, honey.
So. Yeah. No, I'm serious, like, every other wedding that Aaron does, like, it's like this song is like, well, particularly, I guess, yeah, years in a row, and, I guess.
it's not cheesy at all, like, it's truth, you know what I mean, like,
it's good, I love it.
It's great because, like Bonnie and I, like, play this song, like, on our trips and, like, and when we, like, talk to each other, like, holy shit, this is, like, the one time it's not cheesy. It's the one time it's, like, this is who we are, like, shit, dude, I've been looking for you, where the fuck you been, bro? Like, like, straight up, like, oh my god, like, yeah, like, where the fuck you been, dude? So, I knew Bonnie chose this song, like, right away when I heard it. I was like, oh, this is a Bonnie tune. This is a Bonnie tune. So,
it's perfect.
Yeah.
It was on an episode of Ugly Betty that we watched last night.
Seriously, I feel really good about it. We're all passing the test here right now.
Actually, so this band first, I think it was this band. Yeah, it was them. They performed in Marfa.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. At, like, the Marfa Music Festival or whatever.
They were just in Marfa.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this year they did.
So it's... yeah. So it's like, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny because it's like one of those things that's like, you know, the parallels are there even though they don't align, right?
That's fun.
Like,
that's fun, though.
You know, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's
fun.
Something interesting I read about recently is, like, a lot of studies. There's been a lot of studies around how people who feel like they were meant for each other I've often like found out that they were in the same place at the same time. Just didn't know that they were there with
so
each
much.
Other. And so
so
like
much
you were constantly in orbit of each other until you finally collide.
Yeah, that's a good word to use. In orbit, you know what I mean? Like, or even like not being the like the moment, because like the Marvel Arts Festival is happening this weekend, for instance. Like tomorrow it starts.
Oh,
and Bonnie and I were there like a week or two ago. But we would have been there like this weekend, you know what I mean, if anything. But like it's those kind of things, right? Like it's just like, yeah, like it all aligns. Like we saw this artist, like you got this great belt from this where was she from, baby? Like Poland?
Sweden.
Sweden. You like
She's
we just
from a
stumbled
tiny
across
island in Sweden.
And she makes like leather belts and baskets or not baskets bags and artwork basically. But like we were there at a time where Marfa's like very like low key, but it was nice because like we would have been there. When it was busy,
what's happening.
But
had
we been there, I don't know if we'd had the same experience and the same kind of like,
like
connection.
It's like cosmic timing,
right? Exactly, exactly. And so
trajectory.
Next, right? Yeah. Thank you. And so next time, maybe we go when cosmic go happens, you know, or like or something.
Absolutely.
And even when we went to the McDonald's observatory, and it was all just we like. Drove up a mountain when it was foggy. We saw no stars that night. They canceled the whole thing. All we could see was it sucked, but I still got to see stuff. Telescopes.
It was really cool, though,
it's
driving.
Worth it. Yeah, it's still worth it.
It was worth it. It really was. We could not see any stars or have, like, a proper star party, but, like, we still experienced something, so it's like, yeah, that's still that connection. And overall, like it was this incredible experience where like it really worked out to where it could just like, you know,
you'll just have to go back. Just gonna call you back.
Well, I think that's the lesson.
We will.
I think that's the lesson here is when you're with somebody that always makes you feel like you're in the right place to be. Like that's another sign that you found the right person. Like you don't always have to be chasing what you thought you wanted.
Right.
And when you're having a good time doing whatever it is you find yourself doing.
Hence the song Home.
Yeah. Exactly.
Home.
Way to drive that one home.
But,
yay. There it is.
Oh my goodness.
There it is.
The next song was Brand New Colony.
I put Ernie down for this one. But I guess I was wrong.
It wasn't me. For once, it wasn't me. I really wanted this one, but it wasn't me.
Gracie.
Yeah, it's Gracie.
I had Gracie. I had Gracie. You son of a bitch.
Oh my god. I would really like... I would write out these lyrics and type them out. Like, trying to manifest this type of connection with another being. In this time and space plane, you know? I'm like, someone come and, you know, the song, it has this, like, you know, almost like a rescue type of thing about it, like the lyrics. I'll be this, I'll be that, you know, I'll be this, you know? And not necessarily rescue, but just, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, I'm gonna be there, you know?
Yeah, reciprocation.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So, this is, you know, heavy rotation, especially now I'm gearing up, like, to go and, like, sing every word when I get there. And it also brings back a lot of older feelings, you know, kind of, like, on the journey of really learning and, like, defining for myself, you know, what does love mean to me? You know, like, what is love? You know, like, you know, and just experiencing different relationships and different connections and even beyond, I would say, romantic love or, like, sensual or sexual love. Like, it just transcends, you know, that, you know. So, as we all know, this album is super important to all of us, probably, in our own way. And,
absolutely.
this is one of the songs that just stood out. Like, when I first heard this one, you know, blaring through my Civic speakers, like, I mean, every song was like a banger, but I think this is what, second to last song maybe on the album, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yep.
And we talked about like the end, like the coda, where it's all here, like
the bridge, yes, the coda and the bridge.
Everything will change, you know. Leading up into that, right, it's like he's talking about basically, let's go somewhere where it's just us two. Like, I get you. It's just going to be us, you know? And, like, I'm your person. And, like,
and we're safe. We're safe.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, and everything's going to, like, change from, because obviously, it feels like the person that he's maybe seeing in this too is feeling like a way, like distressed.
Right.
I don't know if the distress is the right word, but you know what I mean? Like, just needing something different, needing change, you know? Yeah. And so, it's a meditation at the end, almost like hope, you know, and yeah, so it's exciting. I'm excited to take Aaron to this show because I think he didn't really grow up with this album, like, you know, maybe he's like more like Gen X, after his time, you know, but he plays their songs a lot for weddings. A lot of people request, you know, Such Great Heights and several other songs, you know, so he's also excited to go, and it'll be nice to have that moment with my man.
I think that, like, well, Gracie introduced me to Death Cab and Pulse of Jarvis. Great. When you introduced me to this album, sis, like, it just, it's my number, like, it's my top two. It's my top two of all time. It really is. And it got me through a time. It's just like, you know, like, and it really expresses everything that I need to express, you know, as a person with love and with hurt, even, like, and feelings.
The album, there's so much in there.
Everything about it, it's all
we
in
could
there.
Do
it's
an episode on the fucking album, like,
yes.
season three.
That's my point. is incredible. So yeah, everything you said, I totally agree with in a nutshell. So I can't wait to, like, have Aaron experience that. I love the fact that we all have parallels or have different experiences, even with, like, these two artists. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Great pick, man. Oh my god.
I
don't know who was gonna pick it.
Sorry. I don't know. Who's gonna do it?
Who's gonna pick Death Cab or Pulse of Service? God damn it. And this week even too. Like, this week, who's gonna do it? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
And man, I'll show you my list, and I was like, fuck. I can't choose it.
I know. I can't wait to get into honorable mentions because there are so many.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that leaves our last two songs. So,
here we go.
Sorry for partying.
I can't. Sometimes I can't take this song seriously because there's a great scene in the movie House Party. Party with Kid and Play.
Oh my goodness. Right.
And Martin Lawrence is there too. And this song is playing in the background, and Martin Lawrence is it's a very comedic scene where he's just being clowned on, you know, essentially. But yeah,
that is throwback. First of all, I forgot about that.
I love this song. This song's a great. If you're in love, you should be listening to this song.
Absolutely.
Always and forever.
This is like grown folk, old love. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, this is Napoleon Dynamite.
Been through some shit.
No, this is commitment. Yeah. Like.
Always.
Exactly. I could see what was her name? LaFonda,
exactly. Yeah. So they're playing like the Casio chord or whatever, and he was like, "Oh, he's..." he was crying. So cute. He found his love, bro.
Yeah.
However you love, that's how you love.
Exactly. And this song is how you listen. To knowing when you're in love, because this song will find you.
Wow.
But this live version is pretty good too. Like, this guy's vocal range is incredible.
Yeah, so he's singing the whole thing, the falsetto and everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's wild.
And this guy is the one that wrote it.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I forget his name, but he's the one that wrote
the song. Yeah, I was
going to
ask, who is that?
I don't remember his name, but he's their, you know, their keyboard player, and he's also the guy that wrote the majority of the songs. Like,
I always love when it's this obscure artist, or like, it's the yeah. one, like, you know, I'm just playing drums or keyboards or like in the background. I just like made these two chords in the song, and I'm gonna sing the fuck on those two.
It's Rod the Bod.
Rod the Bod, that's right.
Yeah, Temperton.
But they're still obscure. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, for sure. This isn't how Earth, Wind,
how
and Fire.
How aren't these voices like the prominent ones? You know what I mean? Kind of,
true, true. I mean, they did have some hits. Like, they had some hits you'd probably recognize. Like, I think it was. Boogie Nights and the Groove Line. Boogie Nights was like their major hit, so like, mm-hmm. I mean, they popped on the charts. But,
whoa, they really do have an album called Central Heating.
Yeah, all of those were actual albums of theirs.
I thought that was a joke.
Yeah, I love that too about them. Like, I mean, like, you know, the memes of it all, and yeah, not taking yourself too seriously with these great. I mean, or just creative is really what it is. The creativity, like, call yourself Heat Wave and come up with album names like Central Heat.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, it's just like, look, I'm trying to call you out, kind of.
Yeah.
Come here. Let me. This is what I need right now, and I will show you. Yeah. This is what you need, and I will show you
Central
Heating.
Yeah, this is what you need right now.
So bend over. This is the Central Heating.
Let me install that Central Heating unit for you.
I didn't say it. I didn't.
We need to talk more about Mr. Temperton, because apparently he's a bit of almost a prolific songwriter, I would say.
Yes.
He's like wrote a prince. Songs for Herbie Hancock, Quincy Jones, but also with Michael Jackson, including he's got credit on the song Off the Wall and the song Thriller. Holy shit,
what?
Dude. That's
right. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Dude? This guy sitting behind the keys was a creative cosmonaut. Like,
yeah. Wow.
Wearing that brown jumpsuit.
Yeah, these uniforms.
Haircuts, like everything. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, right? All these little hidden gems inside of the music, like, in little places you wouldn't think to find them.
Especially back in the day, it was just such a smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Industry, you know, like people could kind of, once you got in, you could like get around, you know, mm-hmm. It's not as saturated.
It was a community. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was a community. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody knew each other and everybody worked with each other at some point.
Like, he wrote Yum Will Be There by Michael McDonald. Yum Will Be There. Yeah. I'm like, I'm kind of getting obsessed with this Rod guy. That's, Rod the Bod.
Yeah, right. Rod the Bod was a goat. Nobody really knows about him.
Yeah.
No.
It's like one of those like Instagram reels. It's like, you know, you should know who Rod the Bod Tipperton is.
We're
adding the Bod. No one calls him the Bod except for Bradley and I.
I don't know if you saw his Bod, but deserving. Well, wow. This is my last, the other song I picked.
This was so gorgeous. Oh, I love you, Kimi.
When I think of love and the feeling that it gives me, no matter where it's coming from, it sounds like this song. Like, just that butterflies feeling. Whenever there is you, the warm and fuzzy. To hold my hand. The chills. I get all of that from this band. I didn't know who Little Dragon was yet, but I knew of this band, and I fell in love with her voice through, because she's on a few of their songs. It's not just this one, but that's what they do. You know, they bring in vocalists and feature them on. They had a few albums. They didn't last very long. But they just created this beautiful landscape to display all these fantastic voices.
So you chose this one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, process of elimination. That was the only
one. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, wait, we're like, you chose the last two, right? Yeah. Got those right. All right, but like,
I kind of
did for me, dude.
Oh. Oh well.
only because I was like, everything we were going through, I was like, shit, like. Well, obviously I knew what I chose, but everything else, I was like, fuck, Bradley can, like, be anybody, but the last two, I did choose you, you just educated me on it's Coop, right? That's how do you pronounce
yeah,
it?
Coop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
Or it could be Co-op, I don't know.
Because, like, Austin, Texas, kind of, like, is it Co-op?
So they're from, Sweden, and, it's based off of the word for cooperation.
Okay.
But anyways, I didn't realize that they were so jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, man. Like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of going to coffee shops in West Campus or like anywhere in Austin.
The drag.
when Austin was Austin. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know that's a relative term, but...
No, you're right.
It just felt good. Like, but like going to Spider House even. You know, like, hearing music like this in the background in Rohawk or something like that. Like,
I have a playlist called Lost in Austin, and it's all of the songs that remind me of that particular feeling, essentially. It's like... Mm-hmm. When Austin felt its most Austin-y to me. And there's a lot of this in there.
Very cool. I'm gonna have to look into them. I like that what I heard there.
Fun stuff. A couple of those albums are really good.
I knew that Little Dragon was from Sweden. So like I think that was like one of the questions.
I did not
just
know
like
that.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
I didn't realize. I guess I do.
I had no idea.
Backing members.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the end of the game.
Oh, nice.
Tally up your points.
Yeah, tally up those points. Let's see.
I guessed everybody right.
No way. You did? Good job.
Did you really?
You got 3 extra points for that.
I did.
Nice. I don't know how to tell these up.
I guessed Bobby did too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job. Sympathy points.
Yeah, so it's like a empathy, but sympathy.
Empathy but sympathy?
Yeah.
I'm going to give myself just random number of points. How about that?
Fair. Somebody has
wait, to. I have a question. If you guessed yourself right, so the max amount of points in that last round was 6 out of 8.
You can't guess yourself.
Yeah, so you can earn 6 right? on the guess.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So you can,
and you can earn your trivia. You get 6 points for your trivia automatically.
If no one guesses you right, if no one guesses you, you get 6 points, right?
Well, if nobody guesses you, you get an extra 3 points. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, you essentially get a point for a point for each person that missed guessing you.
I just lose, whatever. I really don't care. I'm just here for the vibes, man. All I care about is just like learning about people's moods and preferences and tastes and whatnot. I'm really surprised, like, how much I've learned from our friends this two seasons.
Me too.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
The game thing is really fun. It's really fun.
Like, I'm glad to hear
as
that.
As much as I don't give a fuck about it, like, it's just like, yeah. here's 28 to 30 points. I don't care.
Well, you know,
it doesn't make any mathematical sense at the end of the day. But like, don't worry about me.
Yeah,
I got.
I mean, that was kind of the underlying motivation there. Anyway, it was like the game would present itself as more of like a icebreaker to get people talking about, you know, mm-hmm. important things about how they feel or what's interesting to them.
Yeah,
it's definitely fun coming up with like silly answers for the trivia. Like
yes, I love
guts.
It.
Bubble guts. I was laughing to myself, writing out bubble guts, filling out the form.
Yeah,
yes,
that was a good one.
Yeah.
I love like how that's all a whole thing now. Like,
mm-hmm.
every time we have bubble guts, we're gonna listen to
sweetest oh, that's favorite store. Thing. See, I told you at the beginning. See, in full circle, man. Aspen, at the beginning of this podcast, like. Do you hear farts at the beginning of this podcast? You know what I mean? Like,
we can't escape farts when you're in the fucking picture, Ernie, okay?
Yeah. Like,
there's no escape.
Yeah.
It's going to be talked about or it's going to happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Me or Tito are going to fart. Me or Tito are going to fart.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. Bitch, yeah, don't fart.
Farting.
Bitch, don't fart.
Yeah, where are we at on these points? Totals?
Yeah, who had what? How many points
there, man? Whatever, 30.
Damn. 30?
I had 23.
Wow. I have 21.
Wow. Holy crap. I had 19.
That's probably really wrong for me then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's almost perfect.
12. I'm going to say 12. I'm going to say 12. So Bradley wins again.
No, Bonnie's going to go check your math homework.
Yeah,
I didn't win. Bonnie won.
Oh yeah, Bonnie won.
Bonnie, I do believe Bonnie win.
Wow, yeah. Go Bonnie! Yeah.
Bonnie, B, let's go!
What is it?
Aww.
Okay.
All right. Any other content to share or anything to promote?
Promotions.
So yeah, Los Ocos. Are having a show this Saturday. This is coming out.
Ooh, nice.
October 5th, though, right? Damn.
Yeah, this won't be out until the 5th.
It doesn't matter.
That's though. Okay.
I'll post
well,
it on
that's
the
day of the show.
I'll post it on
we have a number of shows coming up on the 29th.
Nice.
And it's
Friday.
It's our number party of September. this coming Saturday. It's our labor party celebrating my birthday.
Yeah.
At Farm right. Lounge in here in Austin, Texas. It starts at 8 p.m. There'll be a lot of vendors. We play at 10 p.m. Mexican time, 11 p.m. Most likely. So there's that. And we have a number of shows coming up. And I know. Have a number of shows coming up also in October and November. But other than that, that's all I have to promote.
Go check them out. You won't be disappointed.
What about you, Bonnie? Do you have anything going on with LV or anything like that?
No, adopt a dog. That's it.
Adopt a dog, people.
Yeah.
Adopt a dog.
Adopt a dog.
They're great.
Man, dogs are the best.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Please do. Jay Mosaic is doing a, there's one more shift, hopefully, on October 7th. If you want to put your hands on, what do you call it? Your fingerprints on the mosaic for the McCalla station by Q2 Stadium.
Cool.
The community is doing those kind of things. It's open, it's free. That's open right now between 2 to 5. So, just search McCalla Station Mosaic, Jay Muzak, Muzack. Something Cool Studios is where you're going to do that work.
Nice.
Here in Austin, Texas. You can put your fingerprints on the new mosaic that's going to be there at the new McCalla Station. Where everybody's going to like
walk, awesome,
train and shit.
Wow, that sounds that, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's all I got.
Awesome.
Nice.
Thanks for sharing.
That sounds good. Yeah. You guys get out there.
No. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, like, follow, subscribe to the show. Give us 5 stars. do all that stuff. This is the last episode of this season, so hit us up if you want to be a part of the wrap party. We'll be shooting that here soon.
Hit us up with the OnlyFans. We got you.
Yeah, if you want to support the show, you can sign up for our OnlyFans.
When was the last time you
where
posted
I will
on
do
OnlyFans?
Nerdy saute dancing?
Yeah.
This is
not only do you get nerdy saute dancing, you get the 10-hour loops of white noise, fan white noise.
And dogs.
Only fans.
And dogs.
Dogs and fans. That's it.
Dogs and fans. Dogs and fans.
Not together.
All right, guys.
Separately. But yeah, it's been a great season. Thank you everybody that's been on the show, and thank you too for being here on our last episode talking about love with us.
Sex.
That's the best. And sex. Love and love and sex.
How does it feel? I wanna know.
But I'm going to close this episode out with D'Angelo's body.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Good night to everyone and D'Angelo's body.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to go.
Sweet
jeans. I'm going to go sign off.
I'm going to go. Sign off on that. I'm going to go rub off right now. See y'all later.
I got a gig later, you know, DJ downtown. Aaron's going to hate me for that.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You have 11 news messages.
I'm glad you called, but I'm not home. But I'll be back before too long. You gotta seek your star, bang your number 2. And this is all you got to do. Wait for the beat. You gotta leave your name. You gotta leave your number. Wait for the beat.
You and your champions may have bested me this time, B. Fun and Spacey Gracie. But you can't hide the earworms from me forever. I won't stop until I have them all, and silence reigns supreme across the universe.
Messages deleted.
Imagine a world where time drifts slowly. A world where music carries you away. Experience pure moods, the perfect soundtrack for your way of life. Direct from Europe, this multi-platinum collection has won the hearts of millions. Set adrift with the timeless pleasures of tubular bells. Or take a trip into the unknown with the X-Files theme. No other collection gives you the feeling of pure moods. To order, pure moods, call the number on your screen or send check or money order for the amount shown, plus shipping and handling. Rush delivery available. Call now.